Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out the video. Check out the newsletter. Check out the blog. Check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Please check it out and give us your answer. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And when you subscribe to my newsletter, we'll follow you home every Sunday afternoon by email and get you ready for the week ahead. You can see all the things we got coming up. In fact, you'll see some things first. Some things that people get from us the first time they get it is in the newsletter, and then it goes up on the website after that. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Including at our site is the suite that we built for Dr. Tim Irwin for all the wisdom he's deposited with us over the last several years as a member of our Brain Trust. Tim is the author of Derailed, also Run with the Bulls, drtimirwin.com. Irwin with an I, by the way, is his website. Tim, we're talking about having a board of advisors, like a small business version of an official board of directors by the big companies. And talk to us about some of the specifics about how to put one of these things together.
Well, Jim, again, I'm not suggesting a small business needs an official board of directors, but I think having a small group, three, maybe four people that can help them be a sounding board, hold them accountable, review the metrics, these things are tremendously helpful for a small and growing business. The key thing is, who should you put on the board? And I stressed before, this is not a group of your friends. It's not a social occasion. Mm-hmm. Rather, it's a time to really talk about the business. And so I think you need people that are, first, technically competent. They really know how to run a business. They may have a skill like
Shouldn't they have some reason to be invested in your business, though? I mean, somebody who, unless there's a quid pro quo, how are you going to get people to give their time to get that deep into your business? How are you going to do that unless they are like an accountant or attorney who has a vested interest in you?
Well, I think the number one thing is they need to care about you. In other words, whoever you bring on your board needs to be interested in you. They need to be interested in your business. Mm-hmm. They need to care about
How about an angel investor?
It very well could be. In fact, an angel investor would probably insist on being on your board.
Right.
If you got somebody that's putting money, then they need to have some kind of mechanism of regularly hearing about the business.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, additionally, they need to be insightful about you. In other words, they need to have some interest in, and they need to be willing to speak truth to power. That's one of the key things. In other words, these need to be people who are not faint of heart. They need to be willing to say, well, wait a minute, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what are you going to do to fix it? They need to be people that will ask you the tough questions.
Well, exactly, and be prepared to say, you know, we've been trying this for 6 months. It's not working. I know you think it's working, or I know you believe in this, but maybe it's time to stop.
Exactly. Sometimes we have to be willing to make a courageous decision to stop putting resources into something mm-hmm. that has fulfilled its purpose or isn't working. Sometimes boards can help us make those tough decisions. They can help us to... I'm working with a client right now. His board helped him let a couple of people retire, urged them to retire,
mm-hmm.
because these are people that needed to move on. So sometimes boards can help give us the courage to do the things that we really know we ought to do.
Do you compensate these people?
Sometimes, but not necessarily. Sometimes people consider it an honor to serve on a board. And so particularly if you're a small business, there are different kinds of currencies, and sometimes just the opportunity Sometimes if a person's had a successful career in business, it's an honor to serve and help a younger person come along and grow their business. But
mm-hmm.
not necessarily. However, if you begin to grow and you begin to make serious money, you may want to pay your board members a stipend of some kind.
But if it's your accountant and your attorney, and I don't think that's a bad idea necessarily to have them on, do you pay them for their time? I guess they probably would charge you for that time. But as long as they were... And I wouldn't have a problem with that as long as they knew that they were switching into an advisor role and not so much just a technical role. What do you think?
Well, I have a client right now where they have the attorney and the accountant attend the meetings, but they're not official voting board members. So they're there to help with the process. They're there to report on legal opinions and so on, but they're not necessarily. But in some cases, I could also see them being board members.
How big a business do you need to be to have something like this?
You know, I think a small business. I mean, I think we all
Yeah, but small businesses are lots of different sizes.
I understand. I'm saying if you've got one dry cleaners or one hardware store or one truck, I'm saying having a board of advisors that you get together periodically to talk about the business is a great idea. So that you can't be too small.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying as you're growing, I say this becomes increasingly important to have people around you who will hold you accountable, who will talk to you about the metrics of the business, who will give you advice, help you with technical issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say you can't be too small, and as you grow, it just becomes more and more of an imperative.
Well, one thing that's common, regardless of how you put these things together, one thing that's common throughout a board of advisors, a board of directors, is confidentiality. And you have to have, you have to be able to expect that, don't you?
You have to respect it. Your board members have to agree that whatever is said in that boardroom stays confidential.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they have the prerogative to come in, talk frankly. A mm-hmm. business owner can talk about what's really going on without fear that that information is going to get out into
you
the
gotta community. You've got to have that. That's the coin. That is the coin of the realm. Tim, give us the website again, please.
DrTimIrwin.com. DrTimIrwin.com. And there's lots of great free stuff. There's some personal assessments, videos, all kinds of stuff on that website.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. Tim, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
See you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.